hope you're having a great day. I'm Nicole Lappin at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Senator Barack Obama is now calling the war in Iraq a distraction that makes the country less safe. He says the most serious threat to the United States comes from terrorists in places like Afghanistan. The presumptive Democratic presidential nominee is laying out his strategy for withdrawing U.S. troops from Iraq and also increasing U.S. forces in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Senator and presumptive Republican presidential nominee John McCain is slamming Barack Obama's Iraq war proposals. He says Obama shouldn't formulate an Iraq strategy until he's actually been there. At a campaign event in New Mexico, McCain offered his own plans for a military strategy in Afghanistan. Like Obama, he wants to increase troop levels there. And this is coming at the same time as General Motors is really hoping that a new round of cuts will help keep the struggling automaker in business. Among the moves announced this morning, GM is eliminating 20% of its salaried positions and will also eliminate health insurance for salaried retirees older than 65. The company is also selling off $4 to $7 billion in assets. GM has not made a profit since 2005. A Marine is expected in court this afternoon on charges that he may have murdered his own wife. Marine Corporal John Wymuck is accused of setting fire to their apartment, then killing his wife, Army Lieutenant Holly Wymuck. A second Marine is also due in court on charges of helping with this plot. Holly Wymuck hasn't been seen since Thursday's fire. A charred body was found yesterday. Firefighters, meanwhile, getting some help from the weather as they try to control a wildfire. Look at this. That is still raging near Big Sur, California. Winds and temperatures are both a little lower. The fire crews are preparing to start a blaze called a controlled burn that could help them contain the big one. And those are the headlines at this hour. For more on those stories and other news of the day, CNN is always your source, online, on TV, or on your cell phone. Take care.